to You Land Alive. I'm glad that you decided to spend this time with me. I do appreciate it. Reaching out to you guys because we are moving. Yes, we're moving. We have packed our bags. As a matter of fact, we've packed our bags. We've loaded up the truck, and we have already moved into our new home. As many of you already know, we've been on Blog Talk for quite some time. I think we first signed on air in 2011. And we've got a lot of episodes behind us for that particular journey. But I wanted to just air this last, what I'm thinking will be the last episode, but you know how life goes, guys, we never know, here on Blog Talk, at least for a while. This is literally our last episode. And I'm thinking that this will be the case at least for a bit. We never know, like I said, what time will afford us. And the main reason for that is that we have been having, for those of you who have been faithful followers, so many difficulties technically here on Blog Talk, and it's been an interesting ride trying to get it all settled, and also just wanting to change some of the quality for what we bring you. It was our plan earlier in 2017 to do some new exciting things, and so we did a lot to try and upgrade, but those things didn't work out too well on this particular venue. So giving it due diligence and research, we realized it's time for us to try something new. And like many, I am a creature of habit, so changing things can be pretty hard. Nonetheless, I've decided that that's the thing for us to do at this point. So Dr. Davis will be at Spreaker.com. That is S like Sam, P like Paul, R like Robbie, EAKER.com. And our handle at Spreaker is Dr. Yolanda Live Radio. And so this is going to be pretty exciting. I am actually pretty excited about this because we're going to be bringing you a whole lot new of new content, a different focus. We'll be comprising the show of, as we normally do when we get a chance, guest speakers where we can, people teaching us. I want to do more of that, and you'll see more of that. We already have some things lined up for you at Spreaker for that particular cause. We're going to do also a little more focusing on holistic health. And wellness, hoping to get more feedback from you all as to what some of your issues may be and your own insights. So those are some things that are going to come to the table this year. We're going to also be doing a lot more positive material, so you'll be getting some coaching and some counseling material there that you'll be able to use, as well as still keeping true to what we are about in reference to biblical teachings and things of that nature. As you know, I am a person focused on the mind and how it works, how to change your thinking. We will be true to that still, but we're going to be adding some new content to that whole venue. So we wanted to make sure you were aware of what was happening so that you weren't tuning in looking for us and not finding us, especially since you've seen some updates in the last couple of sessions. And I'm saying sessions like I'm at work, but in the last couple of our airings. So I wanted to make sure you were aware of that. So that's what we're going to be doing, and I want to just kind of go live here. I'm kind of rambling. There is no agenda here that I have. I'm just kind of trying to think of everything I wanted you to know as we are moving forward. I'm hoping that 2018 will bring us lots of blessings, lots of insights. Our hope and our goal is to be able to prepare you, as usual, more impactfully, for transformation. To see you be able to get the tools that you need, the things you're seeking for, especially as someone who is faith-based, looking for more than just your norm as far as church and religion goes. So we're trying to feed your soul. We're trying to be a catalyst for your own journey of healing, hope, transformation. This is what we want to see. And so this is why we're making the effort to try and make these technological issues go away so that it would be easier to speak with you, easier to focus on the content versus the technology. Because anybody who's ever been on the show with me realizes that I am not your tech-savvy person. So I need something that's going to agree with my temperament. So that's where the focus is for us in this particular area. So just so that I'm not rambling too long, if you've gone through some of these shows, I thank God for the better ones, but we were experiencing a lot of drop calls and just blackouts at certain points. And so we would be looking to air, and then something technologically would go wrong, and we couldn't air. This was happening far too much for us here on Blog Talk, and we figured since it's paid content, we should have a better experience. So for that reason, we're going to be changing up. And the other piece to that was, I think the very last show we had where we had a guest speaker, we had over 25 calls. I'm sure there were more than that. Just off the top of my head, I remember just those numbers, in the queue for which we kept trying to pick up the calls, and none would work. That was really a problem. So we decided, okay, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. It's time to do something a little different here and see what we can come up with. Now, if it turns out that something happens where Blog Talk has improved on its processes and we can come back and it works out, that's fine. But at this point, we feel like the best thing to do is find a easier and more comprehensive venue and a platform that can handle a better quality sound. One of the things that we found is just that the sound sounded as if we were a third party on a phone call, and it just was really starting to aggravate me. And so when we're trying to do the two-person, where I'm speaking and I have a co-host or guest, it's hard to hear one another, so we end up running into each other's words a bit. Things aren't as fluent as I'd like them to be. So these are some of the things that we're hoping we can address over at Spreaker, and we will be monitoring them as well. We got to keep monitoring folks, right, to make sure things actually work out nicely. So these are some of the things that we're trying to resolve. So today we move. We're already set up over there. In the link for this particular show, you're going to also find the link for our new radio station. And I got to apologize for my voice sounding so low. It is early. I would like to say late, but it's actually early because it's like 1:30 in the morning. But I didn't want to have you wait and wonder when we are going to actually get the change done. It's done. We are moving. I also gave you, I'm moving pretty fast. I'm not even taking real breaths here, but I also gave you a taste of the new Yolanda Live jingle, which was created by a professional artist who is awesome, and I thank him for that. We're going to be using this jingle going forward. The other one is very old. That was created in 2010, I believe, by myself and my daughter, Rebecca Gray, which was really awesome. And it lasted us all these years. And people were like, oh, my gosh, why are you changing the song? My daughter at that time was probably 10, if not 9, I think. Yeah, if not. So she was pretty young. I don't know. Maybe she was just in her early double digits, maybe 11 or so. I don't know. But she was pretty young, and she lent her skills to us. And she and I just kind of sat together and just went for it. And so in my mind, it wasn't polished, but it was a lot of fun to actually collaborate with my little girl and create the Yolanda Live jingle. As a matter of fact, the tune and all was created by her. So it's a little bit of history and fact on Yolanda Live's jingle. But I felt like this time we did change it up a little bit. So we went a little more funky and we went jazzy, and we got someone who was able to lend their skills in studio to us and give us a nice jingle. So we're going to give you a little bit more of that on the way out when we close our show today. The other piece to that is, if you didn't hear it, there was a little bit of a skip there. Once again, we're in the Blog Talk Radio situation, and it's difficult to look and see what's going on. The dashboard and all that is interesting. So we're seeing that there are little skips and little imperfections that could easily be fixed, and we'd like to try our best to fix that. So this is another reason for that move. So I think you'll be just as encouraged, and I'm hoping that you who have been faithful to Yolanda Live all these years will follow us over to Spreaker. Not that you should abandon Blog Talk, obviously, right, because you probably have other people you're listening to as well, which is great. But we want you to go over to Spreaker and follow us so that when we go live and when we're in there with scheduled shows, you can still get our content. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be new. We're going to have a lot more guest speakers. I was just at a conference out in Tennessee a couple weeks ago, and during that period, I was able to have some great conversations with some awesome people, and they're going to be gracing us on the radio show. So we want you there, gleaning from their experiences. We've got people from the Ministry of Pure Passions, And some of you will be aware of that. They deal with the issue of sexuality from a biblical perspective, and they deal with all the nitty-gritty of it. Parents who are trying to figure out what kind of relationships they should have with their children who may be in a different or alternative lifestyle sexually. We're going to get into all these heavy hitter issues, and we're going to talk to people who have been there and experience that, and what it is that needs to happen to come out. We're talking to some others who are in different venues, Christian marriage, and how do we deal with the troublesome pieces of that, especially from a leadership standpoint. We've got folks who have been through the battered relationship thing and it had to come through that. So we're looking forward to all these components and how we're going to be able to bring this content to you so that you can be encouraged by it. This is what we want to do. As many of you are already aware, I deal with holistic health, and I have a practice where we're doing counseling, coaching. We have a school, and we're also doing a holistic health piece. So some of my clients are coming in, and then I have others who are just solely holistic health, coming in and getting their natural health assessments and getting their bodies healed from weight loss to other issues, bodily issues, pain and other things. Even pet care, believe it or not, our pets could be better too. So we're doing all of this, and I bring that up because I want you to know that we're also going to be dealing with a lot of these issues on our show. So this show is going to be eclectic in nature, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be quirky. It's going to be a lot more music. There's a lot more sound effects and all kinds of great things. We're looking to make 2018, the end of 2017, be very, very engaging for you. So be sure to go over to Spreaker.com. Spreaker.com is where we are. And my name over there is Dr. Yolanda Live Radio. Okay, so you can look for me there at Dr. Yolanda Live Radio. I am going to also leave a link of it here in Blog Talk Radio so you can find me. This way we'll be able to stay a family, right? Okay, just thinking of anything else that might come to mind. I'm kind of rambling here because this is a live show where I have no script. So I'm just trying to make sure you're aware of it. So as I mentioned before, we're going to be looking at health, natural health. We're going to be dealing with the counseling stuff, coaching tools, as well as any kind of overall life hacks, anything that we find will bless you in your community. There are moms at home who are trying to navigate, how do I stay sane, stay me, in the middle of raising children? We're going to deal with all that good stuff, business things. Josh Charlie is a great businessman and entrepreneur, leader in the community, and he has a book called Evangelpreneur. We're going to be dealing with a lot of these good things. So finances will also be on the table on our new show. So no holds barred at Dr. Yolanda Live, and we're looking for you to come with us there. As you already know, if you have any questions, anything you want to be able to deal with us on, as far as our old content, it will still be on Blog Talk Radio, but you can reach out to us at our website at hearttoheal.org, as usual. That's heart, H-E-A-R-T, to T-O, heal, H-E-A-L.org. There's also the Campaign for Health. I know some of you are aware of that. I'm just tongue-tied tonight. I need to go to bed, right? It's cherishinspiredhealth.com. That's cherish, C-H-E-R-I-S-H, the letter N, Inspired, S-P-I-R-E-D, health.com. There you can find information on our awareness campaign for health issues, women's health issues, men's health issues. All of that information and content will be there. If you're interested in a natural health approach and any kind of assessments or care, we're doing assessments online, on Skype, and you can do all that right there from cherishinspiredhealth.net. That one is the health store. So you got cherishinspiredhealth.com, which is your informatics on awareness for some of these health issues. And then you have the actual store, which is the .net version, where you'll be able to get any helps you need for the natural health piece. We are doing that consulting. We are available. If you want to call in for that, that phone number is 484-626-5024. Now, we've been pretty busy lately, and things have been really moving quickly. So if you call and you don't get a voice right away, do not fret. Do not freak out. You will get a call back. As soon as we get time, we're going to get to you. It's been pretty crazy. And what we're doing is just kind of getting all the information we can get from the phone. So if you'll leave us a message as to what it is you're looking for, what you're looking or interested in for what we offer, we're going to get right back to you with that information and be able to service you better. So leave us a message. As I say, leave a detailed message. That detail should be your name, what you're considering being involved in, what service you would like, and what issues are your concerns, and your phone number. We'll get right back to you as soon as we can, because we may be in the office, but just with a client or a patient. So we need you to be able to be patient with us so we can get to you and service you in time. So those are some of the things that we have on the table for you. As you know, you can still get a hold of us on Facebook. None of that has changed, although we are looking to tweak some of these things going forward. You know, we want to try to streamline as much as we can, so we're working on all those components. So you'll be able to reach us there on Facebook at Davis Consulting and Christian Counseling. I think the handle for that is facebook.com/therapybyyolanda. But either way, if you just go right down to our Facebook, you'll be able to find us there on our page here on Blog Talk. So that's something you can look for us there. We're also on Twitter. Our handle there is Equip4Victory. Equip_4_Victory. That's where we are on Twitter. So those are some of the places that we are for right now. If you guys have any questions whatsoever, of course you know to give us a call. But in the interim, I want to also say thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being open to hear what we've had to say to you over the years, and to be open to what the Lord would have to say to you through the folks who have come through here, through myself, so that you can fill your own purpose, so that you can grow. One of the things we've always desired to do is to encourage you in the place you are for your journey. That's something we really want to make sure that is getting across. And so we don't want that lost in translation. We're going to always be faith-based. We're going to always rely on the Word of God because that is our source. And so we want you to be encouraged even as we're encouraged. So don't fret as to whether we're going to walk away from that. We are not. While we're broadening our scope and broadening the things that we'll be talking about, we're still going to stay true to that foundation of faith. So this is who we are, guys, and this is what we're going to do. We're moving over to Spreaker, spreaker.com, handle Dr. Yolanda, live radio. And I'm just believing God for great changes for all of us, not just now, here it is October 2017, but in the future, throughout 2018 and beyond. So be free to follow us there so that you can be blessed, because you're going to remain in my prayers. You're going to remain in my prayers, and you're going to remain as part of my heart, and I'm thankful for all the time that you've spent with me over the years. Well, that is literally my spiel for this morning, to make sure that you were aware where we were and what was happening there. I thought it best to at least leave a last message here on Blog Talk and let you know that we're moving over to Spreaker and hoping for a better experience. We waited for you, and we wanted to make sure that we wanted to tell you what was happening so that you would be equipped and know what was going on there. Okay, guys, I think I have said more than enough. I pray that the Lord be with you and that his face shines upon you and that you will be blessed in your going out and in your coming in. And that is the last of that. So I guess before we leave, I will let you hear the new Yolanda Live jingle that you'll be hearing regularly on Spreaker. Be blessed, guys. Boom.